Drilling for oil and gas in Michigan is down to levels not seen since the Great Depression. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. So far, newer methods of hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, are not producing a new boom for the industry. Peter Payet reports.
The number of permits issued for new oil and gas wells so far this year is on track to be the lowest in more than 80 years. Mark Snow handles permits for the Department of Environmental Quality, and he says the markets are glutted with oil and natural gas, so prices are down.
Commodities driven, if things aren't economic based on the prices out there, companies just won't be looking to drill.
Even if the economics were better, it's not clear there would be much new drilling in Michigan. Bill Harrison is a geologist at Western Michigan University. He says the industry hasn't discovered any new reservoirs here for decades.
Historically, something new has always come along about once every 20 or 30 years. So I wouldn't be surprised if a new discovery occurs somewhere in Michigan, but there's nothing really yet that's definitive.
In 2010, companies spent hundreds of millions of dollars to drill deep wells using new methods of hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. That generated a lot of controversy, but the company that led that development left Michigan last year, and only five of those wells are still in production. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
This is the Environment Report. There are just three wolves left on Isle Royal in Lake Superior, and there are more than 1,200 moose on the island. The National Park Service is deciding whether or not to step in. The Park Service is in the early stages of creating a management plan for the wolves and moose on the island. Phyllis Green is the park superintendent, and she joins me now. Hello.
Hi.
So there are six different concepts that you've laid out. One would be to do nothing, and the other options are combinations of bringing in new wolves, moving live moose off the island, or reducing the moose herd. This spring, Senator Gary Peters urged the Park Service to act more quickly and make a decision in a year. We've known about the wolves' decline for years now, and the Park Service has sometimes been criticized for not acting fast enough. How do you respond to that?
I think the concern would be if we act too soon and don't get the results that we intend to achieve. You only have to review the last 2 years where we've had ice bridges to the island to know that it's a little more complex than what folks have been hearing. Basically, 2 years ago, we had nine wolves, and we had our a major ice bridge event, and one of the Isle Royal wolves left the island not to come back. We also know that 2 years ago, we had nine wolves, and we're down to three this year, and we know we had a mortality on one, but five of them are no longer there, which means they either walked off on this last ice bridge, or they might have died on the island, but normally the wolf researchers would pick up on that. So the timing is going to be everything, and having a real solid plan of what you want to achieve and then being able to manage it if the wolves do what wolves do on their own, I think is a pretty critical component of moving forward.
So do you expect you can make a decision on this in a year?
Right now, our projection is that we'll be finished with this process by 2017. So it's more like 18 months to 2 years, which EISs can take 2 to 7 years. So this is on one of the faster tracks.
Phyllis Green is a superintendent for Isle Royal National Park. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You can weigh in on what the Park Service should do. The public comment period is open until August 29th. You can find out how to comment at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.